Hello, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Celine.
So earlier we talked about Halloween
Yeah.
and making hot dogs that look like mummies and look like fingers. So today we're going to talk more about some more awesome Halloween snacks.
Oh.
Celine, have you ever had any Halloween snacks?
I think I've only had some like pumpkin spice
Oh,
latte
that's good.
from Starbucks. It's easy to get. And could that be counted as Halloween snack?
I
I
think
don't
they
know.
have it in November because it's fall.
Oh, okay.
So you guys can try it. Pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks. So good.
Okay.
Limited edition, too.
So anyway, I'm so excited about today's article.
Let's take a look at today's article together.
Halloween treats. Too scary to eat.
Boris and Elsa are still in the kitchen.
We need some sweet snacks, too.
Good point. What shall we make?
How about monster mats?
Okay, how do we do that?
Cut an apple into 8 slices. Be careful with your knife.
All done. Now what?
Spread peanut butter on one side of each slice. Put mini marshmallows on one slice. And put the other on top.
Are these M&Ms for their eyes?
Yes. Use some more peanut butter so they don't fall off.
It looks just like a real monster.
We also need some ice for our juice.
We can make icy hands of death. Just fill these rubber gloves with water and put them in the freezer. Simple.
Wow, good idea.
Word power!
Sweet. Sweet. I don't like sweet drinks, so don't put any sugar in my tea. I don't like sweet drinks, so don't put any sugar in my tea. Sighed, sighed. Mom put up the painting on the other side of the door. Mom put up the painting on the other side of the door. Real, real. Greg doesn't believe in ghosts. He thinks they're not real. Greg doesn't believe in ghosts. He thinks they're not real. Simple, simple. It's simple to make these delicious cookies. Try it yourself. It's simple to make these delicious cookies. Try it yourself.
So Boris and Elsa, they're still in the kitchen and they're cooking. Elsa says, we need some sweet snacks too. The adjective here we have is our first word power word, sweet. That's S-W-E-E-T, sweet. Let's take a look at that. So sweet as an adjective, there's a couple different uses. It usually means when we think of sweet, tasting like sugar or honey. So you might like a really sweet thing such as cake, or pudding, or lollipops. But we can also say that a person is really sweet. It doesn't mean they're sugar, but it means they're really nice. Maybe they like to do things for other people. Maybe they're kind of cute. Like, oh, she's a sweet girl. I wonder what kind of sweet food Celine likes. We have to ask her. All right, so our word power word sentence is, I don't like sweet drinks, so don't put any sugar in my tea. I don't like sweet drinks, so don't put any sugar in my tea. Oh, that's me.
So, I love cakes, like almost any kinds of cake. So if eating cake is not so fattening, I have no problem eating one slice every day.
Only one slice?
Okay, maybe more than that.
A whole cake.
Yeah, a whole cake. 所以今天第一句话呢，就是场景。Boris and Elsa are still in the kitchen. 他们两个人，还在厨房里哦。他们在忙什么呢 ？Elsa 说：“我们也需要一些甜的小点心。”那 sweet 就是今天的第一个 word power word。 这边是当作形容词使用，意思是甜的。那刚刚例句呢，就是说，哎，我不喜欢甜的饮料，所以别在我茶里加糖。这就是。This is rainbow.
I do like cakes, though.
Okay.
So Boris thinks it's a good idea, and he says, good point. What shall we make? So when we say good point, this is a phrase we use in speaking. That means you're agreeing with someone. You're like, oh, yeah, I think so, too. So you like what they're saying. You're like, good point.
Mm-hmm. Good point.这个呢就是说你说的有道理，然后呢这个 Boris 就问 Elsa 说我们该做什么呢？ What shall we make?
So the sentence what shall we make、mm-hmm. is sort of a more formal way of saying what should we make, and it's kind of saying let's discuss this. It's a little bit formal.
Oh, shall 在这个常在主词是 we 或者是 I 的时候拿来代替 will 使用，那有人说这个 shall 呢就像是比较正式的 should， 算是一种惯用法啦，所以要问我们要做什么呢就可以说 what shall we make， 或者是要问我们要去哪就可以说 where shall we go。
Yeah、mm-hmm. So then Elsa repliesHow about monster mouths? Wow, we have our three different kinds of foods here. Earlier we talked about mummy hot dogs, and we have this other strange food that looks like a monster's mouth.
Hmm, 刚刚这个 Elsa 呢就回答说 monster mouth, 这个怪兽大嘴巴如何？
No idea. Boris apparently doesn't know either, but he's interested. He's like, okay, how do we do that?
Boris 就说，哎，好啊。那要怎么做呢? How do we do that?
So this time Elsa's teaching. She gives direction. She says, cut an apple into 8 slices. So slices are like, so 8 different pieces. But be careful with your knife. So to cut the apple, you have to like cut it in half.And then cut it in half, and then cut it in half, then that'll be 8 pieces. Okay. So the slices are really small, so you gotta be really careful with the knife.
好哦，这时候呢 ，Elsa 就开始教 Boris 怎么做啦。她要把这个苹果切成八片。那今天的 slice 就是把它当作名词用，是片这样的意思。那小心用刀哦 ，Elsa 真的是非常怕 Boris 切到手呢。
So Boris replies, oh, all done. Now what?So these two phrases are used in speaking. All done means I'm finished, I'm good, I am done. And then, so Boris is saying he's all finished.
好，这个 Boris 动作很快，他说 all done. All done 呢，就是全部都好了的意思。
And then we say, now what? So when we say now what, it's like, now what is the next step? Or now what should I do? We're waiting for the directions.
Mm-hmm. Boris 马上问 Elsa 说下一步要做什么？接下来呢就是 now what? Now what 就是要问说下一步是什么的意思。
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Elsa explains, spread peanut butter.On one side of each slice. Mm-hmm. So we have the verb spread. This means to extend over a large area. So peanut butter, we're saying take a knife, take some peanut butter and spread it on the slice of the bread so that it's covered evenly with peanut butter. Oh, I'm so hungry!
Do you love peanut butter?
I like it a lot. Okay.
这个 Elsa 呢就只是说哎，把花生酱抹在每一片的其中一面 ，spread 就是涂抹的意思啦。
So peanut butter is spread on each side. That's a lot of peanut butter. That's saying you're spreading on one side. You flip it over and you spread it on the other side. So here we have side, our next word power word. That's S-I-D-E, side. So let's look at this word. So a side means a position. Usually it's to the left.To the right or the center. So if Celine is sitting on my right side, then I'm on her left side. So that's a position. But if I need to spread the peanut butter on both sides, spread it, flip it to the other side, and spread it. And I remember when I was little, we used to have, this is going to make me sound really old, but we had tapes. So you have to put it in the machine, and then when it's finished, you have to take it out,Flip it to the next side and put it back in. So that's some ways to use the word side. All right, so we have a word power word sentence here. It's mom put up the painting on the other side of the door. Mom put up the painting on the other side of the door.
Side 呢就是面的意思。那例句的意思呢就是说哎，妈妈把画挂在门的另一面。
So then Elsa says, put mini marshmallows on one slice and put the other on top. Mini marshmallows, they're so good.
Yeah. 这个下一个步骤呢就是把迷你棉花糖就是 mini marshmallows 然后放在其中一片上面接下来呢再把另外一片盖上去那 one, the other 就是我们今天的这个 magic box 就让我们一起来看看老师的详细讲解啦
Magic box 找亮点
Hey, 今天老师说 This question is not an easy one 这题哦不简单所以答错不扣分那我当然是不要写啊嘿嘿嘿但是到底是哪一题啊是四则运算这题吗小玉说、It's not this one The teacher was talking about another question、到底 one 是哪一个 Another 又是哪一个、我好混乱哦首先呢我们先来看一下 One 这个单字呢它是数字的一它还有呢一个神奇的用法就是呢可以当作不定代名词它呢可以用来代表任何前面提过但是不指定的单数名词例如呢 This question is not an easy one 这题呢不是简单的一题 OK, this question is not an easy one 这题又不是一题简单的问题后面这个 one 呢它呢就是用来代替 question 但是啊问题有百百题今天这题是一个难题那跟那些简单的题目不一样 OK, 这边的 one 呢就是代表了随便不特定的一道题目所以呢我们叫它不定代名词现在呢我们已经认识了不定代名词的 one 接下来呢就要来认识 the other 举例来说呢教室里面现在只有两个同学那就是我跟小玉如果呢我是 one 的话那么另一个同学小玉呢就是 the other 另外的那一个不是别人就是他这时候呢我们就可以用 the other 比方说桌上呢有两个苹果 there were two apples on the desk OK you ate one 你吃了一个 I ate the other 我把剩下那个吃掉咯假如说呢桌子上面有好多个苹果 there were several apples on the desk you ate one 你吃了一个我说呢我把剩下的全部吃掉了 I ate the others 但是啊身为一个在意形象的国小三年级女生这样贪吃怎么能够维持我的形象呢母汤哦所以呢当我们说另一个随便一个没有指定也不是剩下的那个的时候呢我们就要用不定代名词的 another例如呢昨天爷爷要带我去买新的圆珠笔 Now I have 5 pens 现在呢我有五支笔 You took one 你拿走了一支 I took another 哦那我拿的是哪一支呢就是呢剩下四支里面的随便一支比方说呢现在我有三支笔 I have 3 pens You took one 你拿了一支 Mom took another 妈拿了两支里面的随便一支这个时候只剩下最后一支 I took the other 这样三个字的关系你理解了吗
So then Boris asks Are these M&Ms for their eyes? Last time we used mustard for eyes on hot dogs. Now we're using M&Ms for monster mouths.
那个 Boris 接下来就问说这些 M&M 巧克力是拿来做眼睛的吗
So Elsa says yes, use some more peanut butter so they don't fall off. So you have to stick the peanut butter and then put the M&Ms on top.
Oh, so the M&Ms are...eyes and then marshmallows must be teeth
smart
OK Elsa 就说没错再用一些这个花生酱这样他们就不会掉下来这里的 They 就是指这个巧克力眼睛啦。简单来说呢，就是把花生酱当作浆糊来使用了。
So Boris is really impressed. He's like, oh, that looks like a real monster. So when we make the sound, oh, it could be like a surprise. Like when he looks at what he made.Or you can say, oh, English is so hard. It could be something negative. So it really, the sound depends on what comes before and after.
嗯哼，这个刚那个啊，那个就是呐喊的时候可以用的双声词哦。它看起来呢，就像一只真的野兽，哎，真的野兽，真的怪兽。那这个怪兽大嘴巴就好像是蛮成功的，因为 Boris 真心觉得很像耶，很有一回事。
So our word power word here is the adjective real. That's R-E-A-L, real. Let's look at this. So real means something that actually exists, not something fake or imagined. So when we talk about monsters, sometimes people think, oh, they're not real because we can't see them. So in this case, Boris thinks the monster looks like it could be a real monster jumping out, not just like a pretend monster or something you imagine. I don't know, a real monster looks pretty scary to me. So the word power word sentence is, Greg doesn't believe in ghosts. He thinks they're not real. Greg doesn't believe in ghosts. He thinks they're not real.
Real 是今年的 word power word, 意思呢是这个真实的，真的，那是一个形容词。那当我们说什么东西是真的，那就代表它真的存在。例如啊，你如果说我男朋友怎样怎样，然后你的朋友都不相信你真的有男朋友，就可以说 My boyfriend is real.
No, he's not. He's not real. Fake.
Oh, sad. 然后呢，这意思就是说 He is not some imaginary boyfriend. 他不是幻想中的男朋友啦。
Are you sure? I've never met him.
Yeah, you'll get to meet him one day. Okay. Okay, 刚刚这意思呢就是 Greg 不相信有鬼哦，他觉得他们不是真的。
Right. Mm-hmm. So Elsa adds, we also need some ice for our juice. So sounds like they're almost ready.
Mm-hmm.Juice, 这个 Elsa 就说我们还需要一些这个果汁要用的冰块。
So Boris has another idea. He has so many good ideas. He says, we can make icy hands of death. So many good ideas. How do we make it? He says, just fill these rubber gloves with water and put them in the freezer. Simple. This is probably the easiest one to make.
这时候呢，这个 Boris 又有个想法啦。他说：“我们来做地狱动动手吧。要怎么做嘞？”他说：“只要把这些橡胶手套装水，放进冷冻库就好了，超简单 ，simple，simple。
Simple.
Simple. 嗯哼 ，really sounds simple.
All right, so here we have our last word, power word. That's simple. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple. So when we say something is simple, we're saying that it's easy.Not a lot of work, straightforward, direct process. So we can say simple is something we don't really have to think about. So what's simple here is putting water into the gloves and putting the gloves into the freezer. Word power word sentence. It's simple to make these delicious cookies. Try it yourself. It's simple to make these delicious cookies. Try it yourself.
Simple 的意思呢，就是简单的，它是形容词，所以我们可以说 something is simple 来表示什么很简单。那我们也可以放在名词前面，例如 I have a simple idea， 我有一个很simple plan， 我有一个很简单的计划。那例句的意思呢，就是说做这些美味的饼干是很简单的，你自己试试看。
Oh, it sounds good. Sounds fun. So Elsa agrees. She says, "Wow, good idea."
Elsa 就说哇真是好点子啊 good idea.
Alright, so we're done with Halloween articles. Let's move on to our wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到咯。
So for today's wrap up, we are going to play a game. We are going to ask someone to shout out today's word power.And we'll have to fight to spell out the word. And who spell out the word? Who hit the buzzer first, we'll have to spell out the word and the definition.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So, who's going to win? Okay. I'm ready.
Sweet.
Sweet. S-W-E-E-T, sweet. This means like sugar or honey. Woo! 1 point.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to win. I will.
All right.
Simple.
Yeah. S-I-M-P-L-E. Simple. Something that's not, I mean, not hard.
Not hard. That's yeah. good.
Okay.
Real.
Real. R-E-A-L. Real means something that's not fake and actually existing. Yeah!
Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right. Good game. All right. That's it for today's wrap up. Uh-huh. Hopefully you can also remember these words and definitions and you can even make sentences. My name is Rainbow.
I'm Sling.
See you next time.
Bye.
Halloween treats. Too scary to eat.
Boris and Elsa are still in the kitchen.
We need some sweet snacks, too.
Good point. What shall we make?
How about monster mouths?
Okay. How do we do that?
Cut an apple into 8 slices. Be careful with your knife.
All done. Now what?
Spread peanut butter on one side of each slice. Put mini marshmallows on one slice and put the other on top.
Are these M&Ms for their eyes?
Yes. Use some more peanut butter so they don't fall off.
Ugh, it looks just like a real monster.
We also need some ice for our juice.
We can make icy hands of death. Just fill these rubber gloves with water and put them in the freezer. Simple!
Wow, good idea!
Sweet, sweet. I don't like sweet drinks, so don't put any sugar in my tea. I don't like sweet drinks, so don't put any sugar in my tea. Side, side. Mom put up the painting on the other side of the door. Mom put up the painting on the other side of the door. Real, real. Greg doesn't believe in ghosts. He thinks they're not real. Greg doesn't believe in ghosts. He thinks they're not real. Simple, simple. It's simple to make these delicious cookies. Try it yourself. It's simple to make these delicious cookies. Try it yourself.